In the day's other news, the former police officer who fatally shot Daunte Wright outside Minneapolis was charged with second-degree manslaughter. Kim Potter resigned yesterday and was arrested this morning. The Wright family's attorney reacted in New York.
In less than a week, the district attorney made the decision that we will charge this officer and the family of Daunte Wright will get to have their day in court. So we say justice for Daunte Wright.
Potter's former boss has said she grabbed her gun by mistake, and the charge against her involves negligence, not intent. She could get up to 10 years in prison. Meanwhile, the trial of former Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin continues in the murder of George Floyd. We'll have that story later in the program. The U.S. Capitol police officer who shot and killed a woman during the January assault on the Capitol will not be charged. Federal prosecutors cited insufficient evidence today. The woman, Ashley Babbitt of San Diego, was part of a pro-Trump mob. A scathing new report blames the leadership of the Capitol Police for a raft of failures before January 6th. In widely reported findings, the force's inspector general cites equipment shortages and expired weapons, riot shields that shattered upon impact as police battled hundreds of rioters, and a lack of intelligence tracking and training that left officers unprepared. An advisory panel to the CDC made no decision today on resuming the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine. The group asked for more data on rare blood clots and will reconvene in a week or 10 days. At the same time, public health leaders insisted there's plenty of other vaccine to go around.
We have more than enough supply of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to continue the current pace of vaccinations, meet the president's goal of 200 million shots by his 100th day in office, and continue to reach every adult who wants to be vaccinated by the end of May.
Also today, new federal data show drug overdose deaths began rising again before the pandemic and accelerated once it hit. The CDC said that more than 87,000 Americans died in the year ending in September 2020, mostly from opioids and methamphetamines. That's up 30% from a year earlier. The Biden administration has proposed ending a Trump-era ban on federally funded clinics referring women for abortions. Planned Parenthood and others argued that the ban obstructs access to birth control for low-income women. The Trump rule stays in effect until the new regulation is finalized. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady announced today he is retiring after next year. He served 25 years and once chaired the House Ways and Means Committee. So far, four House Republicans and two Democrats are not seeking re-election. The U.S. Senate today confirmed Gary Gensler to chair the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. He is expected to push tougher regulations for Wall Street, and most Republicans opposed his nomination. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 53 points to close near 33,731. But the Nasdaq fell 138 points, and the S&P 500 lost 17. The digital currency exchange Coinbase made its trading debut. It closed with a market valuation of $86 billion. And Bernie Madoff, who organized the largest fraud in Wall Street's history, died early today. Stephanie Tsai has our report.
The scope of the scam shocked the world.
This is one of the biggest fraud cases ever.
The victims numbered in the tens of thousands. Their losses were recently estimated at between $17 and $20 billion. The man behind the con, financier Bernie Madoff. He rose through the ranks of Wall Street, riding the image of a self-made financial guru, eventually becoming the chairman of the Nasdaq Stock Exchange. The ruse was in full swing in the 1990s. Madoff fabricated profits, attracting new investors while paying bigger returns to old ones, the biggest Ponzi scheme ever. He swindled major charities, universities, and celebrities. As of last year, about three-quarters of the cash, some $14 billion, had been recovered by a court-appointed trustee and returned to victims. Journalist Diana Henriquez, author of Wizard of Lies, told NewsHour's Jeffrey Brown in 2011 how Madoff pulled off such massive deceit.
So you would never doubt your judgment about trusting Madoff, because Madoff made you feel like you were a genius, too. He had that magic. It really is amazing.
But in 2008, his magic was revealed for what it really was, one big lie. His own sons turned him in.
What do you have to say to the public?
In March 2009, he pleaded guilty to securities fraud and other charges and was sentenced to 150 years in prison. Bernie Madoff died today in prison in Butner, North Carolina. He'd been battling the final stages of kidney disease. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.
Bernie Madoff was 82 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Biden administration announces an unconditional withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona discusses a nationwide return to in-person classes. We talk about Republican resistance to the jobs and infrastructure bill with Senator Shelley Moore Capito, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.